Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine.
Angel came down from heaven.
All righty. That was a special request. We're not going to do that again. I'm going to play songs for people I know. All right, welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel here, live in the studio. Text is going crazy. 21,000 is the text machine number. Start off with the four letters ESPN. Those texts come directly to me. Shout out to Jack from Denver. And by the way, Jack, you are the farthest away listener so far this morning in the first 31 minutes of the show. And Tony. Tony's a regular. Shout out to him from Rockwall. He's been listening for years now. All right, and the phones are going crazy. 855-787-1033. I like it when it's by myself. Not too many distractions from the young guys. I just kind of like it. Alex, good morning. What's up?
Hey, just building off of your last conversation, I wondered why we haven't developed a synthetic ACL or different tendons and stuff, and why that technology hasn't emerged.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great question. And I suspect that somebody somewhere around the globe is working on that. The Germans were working on that about 5 years ago, kind of died on the vine, so I never really heard anything more about it. Back in the 80s, we had a carbon fiber synthetic ACL, and we did a lot of those initially because we thought that was the next greatest thing. And the beauty about a synthetic ACL is that after you put it in and you recover from that procedure, you can go back to play. You don't have to wait 6 to 8 months for it to become incorporated. The problem is it just shredded. It shredded like a rope. And I suspect that the problem is the physics of the knee. The knee's a pretty complicated joint. It doesn't only flex and extend, which is what we're used to when we walk, but there's also just a tad of rotation involved. And you throw in cutting sports. You throw in something like football. You throw in something like a 6'10 basketball player running down the court, you know, planning to take off. We have not been able to come up with a material that holds up to those demands. I would like to think that will probably happen in our lifetime. One of the things that we're working on at Texas Sports Medicine, Dr. Mayer and myself are working on now, is something synthetic to augment your native ACL. Now we're in the lab now, and we're probably gonna start putting this in humans who subject themselves to it in the next few months. But you know, if I can't substitute for an ACL with something synthetic, maybe I can prevent the injury in the first place with something synthetic.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure how many people would subject themselves to something preventative. My guess is it's a lot.
I would think I would think that would be out there because as you age, I'm 50 and I've had 5 arthroscopies, but I'm still active. And you know, I worry that I might get something like that.
Well, you know, let me tell you, it's not one of those. Let me reassure you. I did a study on ACL injuries, 30 years ago. It was a landmark study, got worldwide attention. And one of the things that I found in that study was that the average age at initial ACL tear was 16. Teenagers and early 20s were the most susceptible. And not really sure why. It's multifactorial, I suspect. But people your age do get ACL injuries, but it's not that common. And it would have to be something pretty traumatic. Like, you know, you're skiing down the double blacks and your ski tip catches.
Yeah, I don't ski down double blacks.
Yeah, I know.
It's not going to happen. But I do referee youth sports. So I do consistently use my legs in order to referee those youth sports.
Yep. So, and that's probably why you had all those five scopes, right?
All the sports that I played, yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, unless you trip over a kid who's on the ground, I don't know, and don't take this the wrong way, I don't know that you go fast enough to rupture your ACL. And ACL is a full-speed injury. You are running full speed down the field, and you plan to avoid a sprinkler head, and that's when you tear it.
Got it. All right. Well, thanks for the discussion, and thanks for the show.
No, I love it. I'm glad you're listening. Keep listening, and these are great questions, by the way. Thanks, Alex. All right, so Jack from, where did I tell you he was from? Oh, Denver. Jack from Denver was asking, after you have ACL and meniscus surgery, what is your risk percentage of having arthritis in the future? And that is another great question. Gosh, I love this. It's not zero, and it does go up a little bit, but I'm not sure that anybody has been able to put a number and say, if you tear your ACL, then your risk of arthritis goes up 40%. I'm not sure that that has ever been figured out, because there are a lot of people that tear their ACL, get it reconstructed, and never have a problem. I'm one of those people. You know, I've had ACL surgeries on both my knees, 30 years ago. And, you know, I think I have age-appropriate arthritis, but I don't think that my arthritis is due to my ACL injuries. And what we've discovered in the sports medicine world is when you tear your ACL, you get a lot of bleeding. And there are factors in the blood that's in the joint that damage the cartilage. And I'm not talking damage the meniscus cartilage. I'm talking damage the cartilage that covers the joint, the white, shiny stuff. But that damage does not manifest itself for 10, 15, 20, 30 years down the road. So there are factors in blood that we use to our advantage for other things. We call that PRP. But it's somewhat of a disadvantage if it's in the joint. And the solution to that is perhaps, you know, get your knee fixed early, or perhaps, you know, after an acute injury, you know, get your knee drained, that sort of thing. And it's not just limited to ACL injury. Any traumatic event that involves the joint and involves bleeding in the joint increases the risk of arthritis in the future. So if it's a fracture, yep. If it's if you jammed your finger, you know, a lot of my basketball players, you know, their hands are gnarly looking, and that's because they jammed their finger playing basketball. There was blood in the joint, and that led to arthritis down the road. We call it post-traumatic arthritis. That's where the term came from, and it's perhaps because of whatever is in the blood that damages the joints down the road. So to put an answer to your question, if I had to guess, Jack, what the risk of arthritis is after an ACL injury, if you don't have it fixed, it's pretty darn high because your knee's unstable. If you do have it fixed, less than 10%, maybe. I'm purely a guess. All right, quick little break. Can you guys hang on a second before we go to break? Do you think they can hear all this noise in the back?
It's getting louder as the show's gotten on, but we still haven't quite passed the threshold of last week.
What happened last week?
Oh, it was a little bit of this.
That was on the air?
This is a little bit of this also. Some Tim McMahon there in the background. And then let's just combine them.
You're kidding.
Yes, that was because, Rosever, you got off the air at 9 last week. It got a little bit better. And then by about 12 o'clock during the afternoon show, it was rough. And I understand they're working down there, but it's really hard. We had to tell the host to turn their mics off during their phone interview because you couldn't hear the guy talking on the phone. It was that bad. So it's, you know, I know it's one of those things that has to be done, but man, it's rough sometimes. So bear with us if you're listening. You hear these construction noises. We're sorry about that.
So do we have any live shows in the middle of the night?
No.
Then that's when they should be doing construction.
Yeah, dang it. Come up here at 2 a.m. and do it.
There you go.
Bother the people sleeping over there in their apartments. They don't count.
Quick little break. Inside Sports Medicine, T.O. Soriel. Phone number, 855-787-1033. You guys have been very active already this morning, and now there's daylight's coming up. Maybe we have more activity. 855-787-1033. Text machine 21000 21000. Start off with the four letters ESPN. Those texts will come directly to us. After we come back from this little break, we're going to talk about Super Bowl. We're going to talk about Chris Paul coming back. And we're going to talk about the new rules in golf. What's that all about? Coming right back.